Okay. And what about the big red one that's mushy and you cut it up in salads? Very common thing.
Tomato.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a name for the little tiny ones?
Salad tomatoes.
Anything else?
No, I'm not. I guess I've known them as salad tomatoes always.
Did you ever hear them called Tommy Toes?
Oh, yes, indeed. A lot of people say that in a joke.
Well, do they mean just the little ones?
No, they mean tomatoes in general. And that is just a mispronounced word that they use as a joke more than anything else.
But it doesn't mean the little ones.
Not
as some people use it just to mean the little ones. They really do. They're serious about it.
Uh-huh.
No, the director of the project, he was interviewing somebody in East Tennessee, I think, and the first time they said Tommy Toe for the little ones, he didn't believe it. He thought they were just kidding, but no, that's what they really meant.
Oh, I didn't know anybody said it other than as a joke.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing I've ever heard. Okay, along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
Okay, and what's the next question on that? If you just said potato, what kind would you mean?
You probably would mean sweet potato, because people think of sweet potatoes as being baked more than Irish potatoes.
Huh.
In fact, I don't suppose up until, I'd say, 10 years ago, I'd ever had a baked Irish potato.
For goodness sake. Because when I say potato, I always think of Irish potato.
Well, I don't know, except we always had potatoes in the garden, and it was usually Irish potatoes, you know, and we never did, they were not baking potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you prepare them?
Well, new ones were cooked whole with beans or some other vegetable like that, and after they had gotten older, you still could cook them whole and mash them with butter and milk, or you could cook them whole and cut them up later for a salad.
Mm-hmm.
You could cut them in strips and fry them, or we even sliced them and fried.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, is there another name for sweet potatoes?
Yams.
Are they the same?
That people say that there is a difference. I actually don't know what it is, except that I have heard that a yam is a darker color and a sweeter potato than the ordinary potato we are accustomed to, grown in different parts of the country, I believe.
Oh, uh-huh. All right, the vegetable that makes you cry when you cut it?
Onion.
All right, what do you call the little ones that you can eat, stems and all?
Spring onions.
Okay, any other name?
Green onions.
Mm-hmm. How about shallots or scallions?
Well, I don't believe that's as commonly used.
Okay.
As green onions and that sort of thing.
Okay. What is the name of that vegetable that's about so long and it's slimy when you boil it? It's green.
Okra.
Yes. Okay. And if you leave an apple or a plum lying around, then the skin will dry up and
shrivel up.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads?
Cabbage or lettuce.
Okay. And if you had more than one cabbage, you'd say you had several
cabbages.
Mm-hmm. And
a lot of people would just say I had several cabbages, though, and not put an S on it.
Mm-hmm. I put an S on it. I don't know why. I don't guess it matters one way.
Now, I don't believe I've never heard anybody put an S on lettuce.
What would you say then for several?
Several heads of lettuce.
Okay.
Pluralize the heads rather than the lettuce.
Would you ever say heads of children? To specify you had five children, would you say I have five heads of children?
Well, now, I have heard people say that, but it wouldn't be the ordinary expression.
How would they say it?
Just I have five children.
They wouldn't say heads of children. Okay.